This is DOA News.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, told CNN on Sunday that his comments were taken, quote, out of context in a campaign ad for President Donald Trump. Fauci said the ad released Saturday as Trump recovered from the coronavirus was made without his consent. The 30-second ad features what appears to be an edited clip of Dr. Fauci saying, quote, I can't imagine that anybody could be doing anything more, after a narrator discusses the Trump administration's efforts to fight the pandemic. The quote appears to come from an interview with Fox News in March. During the interview, Dr. Fauci said at the time, quote, I'm down at the White House virtually every day with a task force. It's every single day. So I can't imagine that under any circumstances that anybody could be doing anything more. End quote. The Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh responded to Fauci's comments about the ad, telling CNN, quote, these are Dr. Fauci's own words. The video is from a nationally broadcast television interview in which Dr. Fauci was praising the work of the Trump administration. The words spoken are accurate and directly from Dr. Fauci's mouth. More than a week after testing positive for the coronavirus, President Donald Trump described himself on Sunday as being in, quote, very good shape, and said he was no longer taking any medication. He said, I beat this crazy, horrible China virus. He was speaking at a telephone interview on Fox News Channel. He said, it seems like I'm immune. Trump said he had a protective glow after being treated with several medications during a four-day stay in the hospital and after returning to the White House last week. But he did not say and was not asked whether he has definitively tested negative for the virus that has now killed around 214,600 people in the United States. VOA News. China staged a large-scale island invasion military exercise during Taiwan's National Day as President Tsai Ing-wen called for a meaningful dialogue with Beijing. The simulated night attack drill Saturday included drones, special forces, and airborne troops moving from multiple locations. That's according to a report by state broadcaster China Central Television. It was the first time in recent years that Chinese media had disclosed the entire process of a staged military landing in Taiwan. Tensions over Taiwan have risen sharply in recent weeks as Beijing has ramped up military pressure, with its warplanes almost daily crossing the sensitive median line of the Taiwan Strait that normally serves as an unofficial buffer zone. Chinese state media also reported on Sunday that the government has cracked hundreds of espionage cases involving spies from Taiwan in a special initiative called Thunder 2020. A CCTV report singled out one tiny Taiwan resident saying he was instigated by Taiwan independence forces to engage in espionage. Azerbaijan says Armenian forces shelled the city of Ganja overnight. The Azerbaijani Foreign Affairs Ministry described the fighting on Twitter, saying the attack killed 7 civilians and injured 39 others, including children. The defense ministry in Nagorno-Karabakh said that the charge of the Armenian forces had shelled Ganja was, quote, an absolute lie. The incident has not been independently confirmed. A ceasefire between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces went into effect Saturday at noon local time. It was meant to cease at least temporarily the deadly hostilities over the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region that is claimed by both countries. Dozens of protesters in Belarus were arrested Sunday during the 10th straight weekend of demonstrations against longtime authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. Since the president claimed victory in a disputed August 9th election, protesters have regularly taken to the streets, demanding his resignation and the release of political prisoners. Videos from the latest demonstrations show security forces using water cannon and batons to disperse crowds. Minsk police said they detained, quote, several dozen people. At least 18 people were killed when a tour bus collided with a train early Sunday in central Thailand. Authorities say the bus was crossing a railway track when the train struck the vehicle near a railway station some 63 kilometers east of the Thai capital, Bangkok. Reports say the train was taking some 60 factory workers to a Buddhist temple at the time. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.